Sunday Omosigo is a 61-year-old male who reports that he was involved in a motor vehicle accident on April 7, 2022, period. He was the seat-belted driver of a motor vehicle that was rear-ended, period. Airbags were not deployed, and he was not taken by ambulance to an emergency room, period. Transcriptionist, please check the record for this. paragraph. The claimant reports he received physical therapy, and he's still in physical therapy, which he goes to twice a week, but not consistently, period. He reports his only pain right now predominantly is his lower back pain, which is occasional. He also reports there's some neck pain and right shoulder pain, which is occasional and mild. He reports he has no pain in his right knee or his left arm and upper extremity, period. Paragraph. The details of the records can be gleaned from the review of records. Paragraph impression. right shoulder, correction, cervical spine strain resolved. 2, lumbar spine strain resolved. 3, right shoulder non-specific injury resolved. Number next, right knee non-specific injury resolved. Left upper extremity and left wrist, no reported injury resolved. Paragraph, discussion, cervical spine. Underlined colon. The cervical spine was diagnosed as a strain, period. Cervical spine strains are treated non-operatively, period. The claimant was treated appropriately with physical therapy, period. He reports intermittent mild subjective pain, referring to his cervical spine, period. Objectively, on examination today, there are no objective findings, period. The neurological exam is normal, period. Paragraph, therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the cervical spine strain has resolved, period. No further treatment is warranted. There's no permanency to this injury, period. Paragraph. The lumbar spine. The lumbar spine was diagnosed with a strain. This was appropriately treated with physical therapy, period. He reports occasional pain that can be severe at times, period. He's currently receiving physical therapy for it, period. The injury took place 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago now, period. He reports subjective pain, which is intermittent as stated above, period. Objectively, on examination today, there are no objective findings such as neurological abnormalities, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the lumbar spine strain has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. There's no permanency to it, period. Paragraph, right shoulder. The right shoulder non-specific injury was treated with physical therapy, period. He was offered surgical intervention by Dr. Armin Tehrani, period. He elected not to undergo surgery, period. He completed physical therapy and has had a good result with only minimal intermittent pain, referring to the right shoulder, predominantly from the cervical spine, period. On examination, there are no objective findings of the right shoulder, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right shoulder non-specific injury has resolved. There's no need for further treatment, period. There's no permanency to it, period. Paragraph, right knee. The right knee sustained, was diagnosed with a non-specific injury. He was treated with physical therapy, which was appropriate, period. Currently, he reports no pain, referring to the right knee, period. Objectively, there are no findings that are of any concern regarding the right knee, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right knee injury has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. There's no permanency to it, period. Paragraph, the left upper extremity and left wrist. The claimant does not report any injury or treatment for it, period. A transcription is, if there was any treatment to the left upper arm, please mention it here. Otherwise, say there was no treatment provided to the left upper extremity based on the review of records, period. There's no need for further treatment, period. The left upper extremity injury, if there was one, has resolved, period. Thank you, Ed.